NRP, S2, E34, Gaming on the Mac, Part 4, PC Games. Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. This week we're going to continue gaming on the Mac with talking about PC games. Now, you're probably saying, but I have a Mac, how would I play a PC game on a Mac? What is this voodoo that you speak of? And well, I'm here to tell you, yes, you can get some games running on a Mac. Now, this is again bullet points here. You know, some games are going to be easier to get running on a system. Try and convince a system that it's playing on something else than what it is, you know. You can also just install Windows on a Mac now. Now, I recommended that you use Bootcamp to do this so that you can have a specific section of your hard drive partitioned off just for the Windows. I mean, I've seen people say that they managed to get Windows installed without it, but it's like, well, why have a Mac at all if you're not going to try and integrate it in? Bootcamp is a way to get you just install Windows and it makes it specific, and then that way you can also access it through things on the Mac, you know, the hard drive and all this stuff, and I'll talk about that in a second. But the negatives about this, it requires a copy of Windows and requires rebooting your machine. So, like, you know, do you want to come into Windows or do you want to come into OS X? And I'll be honest, I was thinking about doing this for games because I was like, man, I'd like to play some of these, you know, PC games. And it's like, I've fiddled around with ways to get these games running on Mac otherwise before. And that's just a lot of effort for stuff if I'm going to be spending money on it. But then I remembered, oh yeah, Windows is expensive. Like, you know, I guess I kind of forgot as a Mac guy who every upgrade of OS X I bought has been like $26. And even Windows XP, I found it for like, you know, $89-$90. It's like, really? that's kind of a lot to put in for a thing before I buy the game. And I also have to take a section of my hard drive space. And but then again, it is probably the easiest way to get Windows games running on a Mac. And you know, if you have a really nice solid setup, you know, a lot, at least back in the last time I looked at the stats, when, you know, Mac systems actually run Windows very well. So I mean, they're Intel, it's, you know, not that different on the inside. The next way to play PC games on a Mac is emulation. You run a virtual machine in your Mac. It'll run your copy of Windows while you're running OS X. So no rebooting is required. You can run the apps on the same desktop alongside your OS X apps. Now, negatives of this. A lot of these ways of emulation here still require copies of Windows. And emulation means your machine is running two operating systems at once. So you're going to have a bit of a hit performance-wise. You know, I mean, it depends on the game. If you're just running, like, you know, a version of, like, Mario or something, you know, that's not all that processor heavy. But if you're running, like, a real 3D thing where there's lots of fast motions and stuff, it might take a bit of a hit. So, think about it. There's free virtual machine software, and then there's premium virtual machine software. Free virtual machine things would be, like, Q and VirtualBox. There's also others. You can Google them if you want, but these are two I've seen and tried out. There's also Parallels Desktop for OS X and VMware Fusion. These are the two best ones I've heard, and I think on just benchmarks and stuff, Parallels does a little bit better, so I don't know. They both look kind of cool to me, so. But then again, you have to buy those programs, and then you need to buy Windows. I mean, unless you're one of those people that does this on the torrent side, I'm not going to talk about that. But if you're wanting to actually own things, and I like to actually pay for things that I use, and you know, so I can get support and so that I feel better about actually using it. But these two are the ones I've heard people talk about the most. Now, these are the ways to run Windows on your machine. Now let's talk about how to get apps working without having to buy Windows. Flavors of Wine and Cider, I'd like to call this segment. Wine is a free open source program to run Windows apps on Unix-like systems such as Linux and OS X without requiring a copy of Windows. This is important. There are various applications that are based on this that work in different ways. Now, there's Wine, obviously. Wine itself is a program. You can use it to open applications. You can use Wine itself. There's also Wine Bottler, which bundles Windows apps into Mac apps or just runs the exe files. Now, this, I think, is just being put together by one dude. WineCon has a big community behind it. WineSkin is also very popular for games, although you can do other applications with it. But it also bundles Windows apps into Mac apps, and also lots of features for handling more advanced games. There's wine tricks and stuff like that that will make more modern games run. When I bought Rogue Legacy, I first saw a video of a guy, Paul the Tall, doing a demonstration on how he managed to use a wrapper and got Rogue Legacy running. Of course, the thing is, he offered his wrapper to download, but it was a premium thing, so you had to pay for his service, and it's like, well, Rogue Legacy is going to have a Mac version, and I've got the Steam key to get it on Mac, so I don't really want to pay again. So I recommend checking out the porting team at portingteam.com, which is where people post and upload wrappers and whatnot about how they managed to get games running. I found a wrapper for Rogue Legacy. So yeah, I got a wrapper from the porting team, and it's people share their wrappers and their advice, and like, anybody managed to get this running? No. Oh, I got this running easy. All I had to do was this. And they'll upload, their settings on the wrapper, and you can just take your, it's nice. You can just take your game and tell the wrapper, open this and make the game think that it's running on a Windows machine. It's pretty easy. Some things run a little bit easier like that. Like when I bought Spelunky. I bought Spelunky on GOG. I got the soundtracks because, Steam, you can open Steam in Wineskin, and you can download games from it, but it's useful to download the games and then be able to put those in bundle, put those in wrappers. They recommend don't try and play the games through this version of Steam. Steam games, they're designed to have Steam open when you play them, just like if you there are other things like this where, this is a part of, this requires another program to open, or this requires that. So, but yeah, I bought on GOG, I checked on a thread on Porting Team's forum, and they said that you just get a wrapper, and then you need to run these two or three wine tricks, and then you can just tell it to open Spelunky, and there you go. I recommend checking out, portingteam.com and paulthetall.com for examples on getting things ported or running. Also, let's talk about Cider. Now, Cider also bundles Windows apps into Mac apps, and it's used by developers so that they can release, if you see one cartridge that says Windows/Mac, and it's like they both come out. EA does this, and I know this specifically because I had Spore on my computer, and I was always getting, every time I would launch it, it would say, oh, hey, you can run an update, do you want to run it? And I run it, and then it would try and start, and then it would go, hey, we got an update, you want to run it? And I'm like, this is the same update. It never took. So I uninstalled it, and I tried to reinstall it, and, well, what do you know? It crashed. Oh, the error report says there was an error in Cider somewhere. So, I know that's how they get. It basically bundles it and makes it think it's running on a Windows machine, and, over, since that game came out in, like, 08, and, over the years, the patcher has, I don't know. I'm going to get it running, though. I'm shaking my fist. So that's Cider. Also, Crossover. Crossover is a commercial application that installs and manages various wine bottles. It has a community that rates the ports and functionality, and makes it easier to install supported software through Crosstie. Crosstie is basically, people have said, hey, this program works, and why don't you just download this install of it, and that way you'll have it on your computer. Rather than trying an experimental, and you might get some setting wrong. So it's nice. They had Crossover games for a long time, and I think they just decided just put all Crossover. And if a game works, great. If it doesn't, well, at least you'll find out if it works or if it doesn't, because they usually have a nice what runs and what doesn't on their page. Also, I've always had free versions of Crossover because they constantly, every so often, they'll have like, we have a day where you can just get the game, get the system for free, and get a year or two of support, or this or that. They're a very, very interesting company. I recommend checking them out. And the last one I'm going to talk about is actually not an emulation. Well, okay, this last one's a little bit different. OnLive, and play games on any system over the internet. And the idea behind this is, say you've got a netbook and you're like, man, I want to play a video game, but my system's just not, can't handle it, or I can't keep up to date on all these systems or whatever. You get OnLive, and it's basically the game plays on another computer, and you control it over your computer. And, you know, Rogue Legacy, they're like, you can, there's a demo. You can play the first 30 minutes of the game on live, and it works on both Windows and Mac. So I'm on a Mac, and I played the game, you know, as it was built for Windows, and it ran fine. You know, it was only the first 30 minutes. And the thing is, with this, it's like, you could buy the game, or you can subscribe so much a month and play demos. You know, people, another thing is that you can watch other people play games, or people can watch you play the games. I had people watching me while I was playing, and I was just like, a little weird, guys, not gonna lie. And I like the idea of it, and I'm, you know, it's a nice, it's interesting. I don't think I would ever buy a game on it, because it's like, you want to charge the price of actually owning the game to have it on your system. So in order to play it, I have to open up online, and then I have to go to my game, you know, which is a little bit like, you know, having Steam, and then you have to go to the thing, except this thing's on the internet, so you've always got to have this thing connected, and you've always got to have internet. What if you want to just play it locally? Well, you're boned. So it's like, I'm not playing a full price for that. So that concludes this episode about playing PC games on Mac. Like I said, there are ways to pretty much get any PC game and program running on a Mac. It's just, you got to figure out how. And it's a lot of, and it's the investment of, do I want to take the time to fiddle with this? I mean, most games to get running on a Mac, it's really an afternoon, and it's a matter of performance. You know, do you want to just install Windows on a piece of your hard drive and then run it there? Because if you do, you know, if you install Bootcamp and then you get VMware or something, it can access that hard drive space, and then you don't have to boot, but you'd have to pay for Windows either way. So emulation stuff running like that, the amount of the hit on the performance, it's questionable. You know, I mean, wineskin games run pretty smoothly. I mean, I when I first got a Mac, the first game I got for it was Spore, and that ran all right. It's been a little clunky. I think everyone's had their, you know, everyone that still plays that game today, they're like, oh, let me dig out my oh man, this is, I dig this out, and I got, oh, Origin, remember this? Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that game, I played that for a while, and then I got into Minecraft, which is, you know, that runs on Java, so it can run on any system. And then, you know, I started playing a lot of Steam games, and I started playing a lot of other kinds of games. It's like, well, shoot, I guess I'm a casual gamer, but I'm getting more and more into it these days. And that's why I started talking about it on this series. You know, it's like, you know, PC games on a Mac and all these other things. It's like, computer gaming, you know, I like the fact that there's a lot of these nice indie titles coming out on, you know, Papers, Please and Rogue Legacy, Spelunky, all these, you know, smaller games that aren't like the AAA titles, that aren't, you know, aren't the BioShocks. I mean, yeah, BioShock's an awesome game, I'm not going to deny that. But it's also took how many years and how many people were involved in that. And, you know, it's like, look how big that game is and all the 3D stuff and all the CGI and all the, you know, acting and all that stuff versus, like, you know, one or two guys making a game. But it's a good time to be alive, I'm going to say. I always like to remind people, you know, you can look at the past and learn and remember and think about the cool things in the past, but the future is always going to be cool. Don't get stuck in the past. Don't get stuck in nostalgia. And remember how awesome things can be. And I say look to the future, folks, because that's where we're all going to be anyway. So that's it for this week. Stay tuned. We've got one more segment of Gaming on the Mac coming up, and I'll see you all on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.